Blackstone presents The Wisdom of Maury, Living and Aging Creatively and Joyfully by Maury Schwartz, edited by Rob Schwartz. This book is read by Stephen Weber, foreword and afterword read by Rob Schwartz.
Foreword. I rediscovered this manuscript in the early 2000s, well after my dad had passed away. It was tucked in a desk drawer in his study in our lovely house in Newtonville, the one with the maple tree in front. After much family discussion and consideration, we decided I should edit and take this writing to publication. My dad believed this project would likely be his last mass contribution to help people. He had no inkling that Tuesdays with Maury would come into existence. But those familiar with Mitch Albom's beautiful book will recognize the thoughts here. Dad was primarily concerned with improving people's lives. He set out to devise practical tips and techniques to help one age creatively, vibrantly, and joyfully. I had the good fortune to sit with Dad and discuss all these ideas when he was writing the book. More on this in the afterword. It just so happened that in the spring and summer of 1989, I was at home after a long sojourn in Asia. Dad was formulating the project at the time and wrote the book during mid-1988 to mid-1992. We were able to explore in depth what he wanted to say, and this has been invaluable in bringing the project forward now. One of my main focuses in editing was to keep my father's unique voice. The work is a blend of Dad's two communicating styles, academic and philosophical, but at the same time, down-to-earth, unassuming, and lovingly personal. I hope that distinctive amalgam has been preserved. Pop was very prescient in perceiving orientations that would become more accepted decades later. He was interested in creating an environment where one's age doesn't influence how one is viewed by society. One of his primary concerns throughout his life was the psychological state of the individual. In much the same way as the Supreme Court observed in its landmark 1954 Brown v. Board of Education ruling, irreparable psychological harm is done to people who are made to feel excluded or somehow less than those in the dominant society. Dad saw how elderly or aging people had been made to feel less worthy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?